Hallelujah. In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we will continue to learn from the Bible this afternoon.
这个下午我们一起来看路加福音的第八章。
And this afternoon, we would like to study the book of Luke, chapter 8.
我们请翻到路加福音的第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Luke, chapter 8.
路加福音第八章二十六节。
Chapter 8, verse 26.
二十六节。
26.
他们到了格拉森，他们到了格拉森人的地方，就是加利利的对面。27。耶稣上了岸，就有城里一个被鬼附着的人迎面而来。这个人许久不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在坟茔里。28。他见了耶稣，就俯伏在他面前，大声喊叫说：至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？求你不要叫我受苦。29节。是因耶稣曾吩咐巫鬼从那人身上出来，原来这鬼屡次抓住他，他常被人看守，又被铁链和脚镣捆锁，他竟把锁链挣断，被鬼赶到旷野去。30节。耶稣问他说：你名叫什么？他说：我名叫群，因为附着他的鬼多。31。鬼就央求耶稣不要吩咐他们到无底坑去。第32节。那里有一大群猪在山上吃食，鬼央求耶稣准他们进入猪里去，耶稣准了他们。33。鬼就从那人出来，进入猪里去，于是那群猪闯下山崖，投在湖里淹死了。34。放猪的看见这事就逃跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人。35节。众人出来要看是什么事，到了耶稣那里，看见鬼所离开的那人坐在耶稣脚前穿着衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。36。看见这事的便将那鬼附着的人怎样得救告诉他们，格拉森四围的人因为害怕得很，就求耶稣离开他们，耶稣就上船回去了。在这里讲的是主耶稣所行的一件神迹。
And here recorded a miracle performed by Jesus Christ.
主耶稣在世的时候行了许多的神迹。
When Jesus was in this world, he performed many miracles.
他叫瞎眼的得以看见。
He healed the blind to see.
让瘸腿的可以起来行走。
And those who are lame can get up and walk.
甚至可以叫死人从死里复活。
He can even resurrect the dead.
但是在这众多的神迹当中，
But among this multitude of miracles,
路加福音八章的这个神迹却有它的特殊不一样的地方。
But in this miracle performed in Luke chapter 8, it has something very special.
一个神迹发生，
For a miracle to happen,
使人得到帮助，
To cause a man to be benefited,
神的能力显扬，
And God's might was performed.
但是最后却是众人感到非常害怕。
But at the end, people were afraid.
甚至叫耶稣拜托耶稣离开他们。
They plead for Jesus to depart from them.
所以我们今天就从这个神迹当中。
So today, from this miracle,
在神迹当中的几个不同的角色当中，我们去思考。
So we can think of it from different characters in this miracle.
有什么值得我们今天学习思考的地方？
And what we can learn from this miracle.
我们先来看一看这个被鬼附的人。
So let's start with the person who was demon possessed.
我们看27节。
Verse 27.
他说有一个被鬼附着的人，许久不穿衣服，不住房子，只住在坟茔里。他见了耶稣，就喊叫说：“ 喊叫说：至高神的儿子，我与你有什么相干？求你不要叫我受苦啊！啊，在这里一开始讲到这一个被鬼附着的人。
And at the beginning of this miracle, it talked about this person who was demon possessed.
因为他被鬼附着
，because he was demon possessed，
所以他的人生基本上已经绝望了。
So his life was in despair.
他不穿衣服，不住房子
，he does not wear clothing nor live in the house.
整天却在坟墓里面，在坟场地方。游荡
But he wandered around in the tombs.
像这样的人有什么未来呢
What kind of future does this person have?
像这样的人生命有什么价值呢
What is the value of this person?
像这样的人他的家人徒留下对他的难过跟痛苦而已
And this person only left a sorrow and pityness in his family.
说这个人在他最绝望人生无救的时候
And in this, when this person is in his hopelessness,
耶稣来到他的生命当中帮助他救赎他并且改变他
And Jesus came to his life to help him and also to save him.
这是一件美事
This is a wonderful deed.
但是在这件美事当中
But within this wonderful deed,
有一个地方有一个小小的细节我们可能要再看一看再想一想
There's a small detail that we need to ponder.
在28节的最后面
At the end of verse 28,
他说求你不要让我受苦
He says, I beg you, do not torment me.
但是我们看第29节
But in verse 29,
这里讲说是因为耶稣曾吩咐巫鬼从这人身上出来
And it's because he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of the man.
当我读到这一段的时候
When I read this passage,
不经意的就注意到了这个曾经的曾啊曾经啊
Unknowingly, I noticed this word had.
然后呢我就去看了一下几个不一样的版本
So I looked upon different versions.
发觉说这里都讲的是过去发生的事情
and it's talking about something that had happened in the past
然后又讲说这鬼屡次抓住他 屡次啊
and this unclean spirit often seized him
所以啊在这里我们看到说这个人常常被鬼抓住
this person was seized by the demon often
而且曾经耶稣吩咐鬼从他身上出来
but Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of this man
所以当我们把这两个部分把它放在一起
so we combine the two
让我们会想说为什么会是曾经赶出鬼来呢
and why do we think why did this happen why did he had commanded the unclean spirit to come out of him.
有一个可能啊，有一个可能啊。
There is one possibility.
有一个可能，这个人跟耶稣并不是第一次见面啊。
There's a possibility that this person did not meet Jesus for the first time.
因为他屡次被鬼抓住。
Because he had often seized the devil.
而且耶稣曾把鬼赶出来过。
And Jesus had commanded the unclean spirit.
那我们是不是可以这样子想啊
？So can we think of it this way?
可能啊，一个可能。
It's only a possibility.
说曾经耶稣赶鬼让他得着自由。
And Jesus Christ had commanded the unclean spirit to depart from him so he can receive his freedom.
过去耶稣拯救使他得到清醒。
And Jesus Christ has saved him so he can be conscious.
但是在这个时候，这一次遇到了他又被鬼抓住了。
But when they met this time, he once again was seized by the devil.
如果是这样子啊
，If that's the case,
那这个人真的很可怜啊。
So this person is very pitiful.
曾经得过恩典，曾经得到拯救
，He received salvation and also grace.
却再一次又被魔鬼给抓住了。
Once again, he was captured by Satan.
一个人为什么会又被魔鬼抓住呢
？Why did a person be seized by the Satan again?
已经遇到耶稣，已经被赶鬼，已经得到拯救。
They have met Jesus. Jesus helped them, and Jesus saved them.
为什么再一次遇到耶稣的时候，仍然是被鬼附着呢
？So why did he meet for the met Jesus again, and he was seized by the devil?
我们来看马太福音的第十二章。
Turn to Matthew chapter 12.
马太福音的 第十二章
Matthew chapter 12
十二章的四十三节
verse 43
四十三节
verse 43
乌鬼离了人身就在无水之地过来过去寻找安歇之处却寻不着四十四节
44
于是说我要回到我所出来的屋里去到了就看见里面空闲打扫干净修饰好了第45节
45.
便去另带了七个比自己更恶的鬼来都进去住在里面那人后来末后的景况比先前更不好了这邪恶的世代也要如此那在这里主耶稣跟我们讲啊
So here Jesus told us,
他说啊当鬼被赶出去了
After the unclean spirit was cast out,
人的心灵重新得到自由人的心灵终于不再被魔鬼所捆绑
Man's heart has been freed and also not bounded by Satan.
结果魔鬼就出去了在外面走过来走过去
So Satan went out and walked around.
不知道要去哪里
Don't know where to go.
所以他就回到原本那个人的身上去看一看啊
And he returned to the originalperson to take a look.
我说我发现啊这个人里面啊打扫干净啦里面整整齐齐干干净净的、啊。
And he found that this person, this place is empty and swept.
但是啊没有人住在里面。
And no one lives in it.
哦那怎么那这个魔鬼一看就啊这个地方好啊那我就再搬回来好了。
So Satan says, great, this place is great, and I'll move back.
甚至他说他再带七个比他更坏的鬼来。
And he even brought with him seven other spirits more wicked than him.
说这个人后来的景况就更糟糕了。
And this person is in worse state.
所以这里到底在告诉我们什么
?So what is this telling us?
说我们今天靠着耶稣把内心的世界整理干净了。
So today, through Jesus Christ, we have cleansed our heart.
过去的你贪爱世界。
The old you have loved the world.
过去的你活在罪恶当中。
The old you live in sin.
过去的你被世界上的享乐所捆绑。
The old you was bounded by the pleasure of sin.
你没有办法控制。
You can't control yourself.
就像现在呀，很多人他的生活当中很多没有办法控制的事情啊。
Like today, there are many things that people cannot control in their lives.
赌博没有办法挣脱赌博的捆绑。
Like gambling, they cannot stop gambling.
喝酒没有办法挣脱喝酒的罪恶。
Like drinking alcohol.They cannot stop drinking.
不只是这两样啊。
Not only these two.
我们现今的人啊，真的被很多捆绑啊。
And people in this world are bounded by many things.
有的人是被电视所捆绑。
Some people are bounded by television.
所以啊，下班回家就坐在电视前面，一看到天亮啊。
So as soon as they get home from work.They sit in front of a TV until late at night.
有一个弟兄跟我说啊
，There's a brother who told me.
他说他觉得自己人生真的很有问题啊。
He said he has a problem with his life.
他说他下班以后就坐在电视前面哦。
After he got home from work, he sat in front of a TV.
吃饭也是在电视前面哦。
He ate in front of a TV.
看电视好了，看电视看那么长时间不好啦。
It's not good to watch TV for such a long time.
但是他为什么说自己有问题呢
？Why did he say he has a problem?
他说他其实没有真的在看。
He said he's not really watching the TV.
他就是这样子一直转台，一直转台，一直转台。
He just kept switching channels.
因为他们不知道是签什么合约啊，反正有几百台的电台可以看啊。
And the subscription that he signed up has hundreds of channels.
所以他就总觉得说，说不定下一台更好看。
So he thinks to himself that the next channel is better.
所以他就会这一台转两分钟，再看下一台在演什么。
So he would watch one channel for 2 minutes and switch.
就这样子啊，就一整晚转到凌晨两三点，然后睡着在沙发上面啊。
So he would do this for the entire night until about 2 a.m. and he fell asleep on the couch.
他跟我说，传道，我觉得我很有问题啊。我说，我也觉得你很有问题、啊。
He said, Pastor, I think I have a problem, and I agree.
我说，人家那个电视不是有节目表吗？你不知道人家演什么，你看一下节目表嘛。
And the television they usually have a program that you can view.
他说，不是这个问题啊。
He said, that's not the problem.
他就是觉得内心很空虚啊，所以就不停的转台在寻找刺激啊。
He said I feel very empty, so I kept switching channels.
你说他被什么捆绑？被电视所捆绑啦。
So he is bound by television.
现在很多人啦、也被手机啦、被电脑啦、被电动玩具所捆绑啊。
Many people these days are bounded by computer games, computer, and also phones.
你看我们现在的人啊，眼睛打开睡觉起来，眼睛打开第一件事是什么？
And what do people do as soon as they open their eyes in the morning?
啊，不是刷牙洗脸哎。
It is not to brush and wash their face.
第一件事啊，眼睛还没打开就开始摸自己的手机在哪里啊。
Before you can open your eyes, you're trying to reach for your phone.
啊，没有摸到手机啊，灵魂还没入体啊。
And if you do not touch your phone, your soul does not come into you.
啊，摸到手机才觉得我是一个完整的人啊。
As soon as you touch your phone, then you feel complete.
这是什么？这是你被手机所捆绑啊。
And what is this? You're bound by your phone.
啊，所以我们今天啊，被很多很多东西很多事情所捆绑。
So today we're controlled by many things.
你有没有靠着主耶稣的能力能够挣脱这些捆绑，能够重新得到自由呢？
And do you rely on the power of the Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ to be released from these things?
这里讲说啊，这个人遇到了耶稣，耶稣给他得自由了。
And this here tells us that Jesus Christ, he met Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ freed him.
脱离罪恶，脱离捆绑。
And free from sin and free from bondage.
啊，但是有一个问题啊。
But there's a problem.
他说啊，你把里面打扫干净了，但是你没有请耶稣住到里面啊。
You have cleaned your heart inside, but you did not invite Jesus to come in.
魔鬼出去了。
After Satan departed,
耶稣没进来，
Jesus did not come in.
啊，就是空屋一间啊。
Then it is still an empty house.
啊，空屋一间，没有门，没有锁，没有 alarm， 没有警报系统啊。
And there's no door, no alarm.
啊，耶稣没有进来帮你看房子。
And Jesus did not come in to look after your house.
啊，所以啊，魔鬼那个流浪汉啊，这里讲流浪汉嘛，四处走来走去找不到地方，就是流浪汉嘛。
So this,
流浪汉找不到地方住，就又回来啦。
So this Satan, he is a homeless person now, he did not find anywhere to rest, so he came back.
而且他人很好欸。
And it's a great Satan.
你看啊， homeless, 那个没有无家可归，找到一个好地方啊，还带七个朋友一起来住啊。
He's a homeless Satan, and he saw this great place, and he invited seven of his friends.
说这个人末后的景况就更不好了。
And the last day, it's worse than the beginning.
啊，所以我们如果用这一段回来看路加福音的第八章。
So if we refer this back to the Luke chapter 8.
说主耶稣曾经叫鬼出去哦，曾经赶鬼哦。
And Jesus Christ had commanded the unclean spirit to depart.
但是在这里又遇到的时候，又是被鬼附身。
But when Jesus met him again, he was possessed by demon.
如果真的是这样
，If that's the case,
问题在哪里
？What is the problem?
是不是鬼赶出去之后没有把神接到心里
？Is it because after Jesus Christ cast out demon, he did not put Jesus in his heart?
是不是得到拯救之后没有确定人生，重新寻找正确的方向？
Is it because after you receive salvation, you did not seek after the goal of life?
所以又回到过去。
So you went back to your beginning.
因为活到过去的生活，因为回到过去的罪恶。
Because you go back to your old life and your sin.
所以让魔鬼再一次的回到你的生命里面。
So Satan had the opportunity to come back to your life again.
不过我们看以色列人啊。
If we look at the Israelites.
为什么以色列人这么多人出埃及，最后没有几个可以进迦南？
What's the reason that many people departed from Egypt, but only very few people entered into the land of Canaan?
圣经里面讲说，出埃及的有60万的男丁啊。
And the Bible recorded that 600,000 men departed from Egypt.
啊，结果在旷野走来走去，最后啊，只剩下两个人可以进去啊。
But after wandering in the wilderness for many years, only two people enter.
这条路上到底发生了什么事情
？What happened during this path?
当然有很多的原因。
There are many reasons.
但是有一个非常非常大的原因。
But there's one very big reason.
就是以色列人吵着要回埃及啊。
It's because the Israelites wanted to go back to Egypt.
他们在埃及是做奴隶的。
They were slaves in Egypt.
生活在苦难当中。
They live under bondage.
所以他们呼求神，神就拯救他们。
So they cried out to God and God saved them.
行大神迹，分开红海，救他们离开埃及。
And God performed great miracle and departed the Red Sea to save them.
结果出来以后没有多久啊。
After departing.
食物吃光了，没东西吃了。
After they finished their food.
啊，口渴了，没有东西喝了。
And they ran out of water.
他们就开始吵闹啦。
They start murmur against God.
遇到一点点的困难，遇到一点点的挫折，遇到一点点的患难，就开始吵闹啦。
When they face small tribulation and trouble, they start to murmur against God.
他们忘记主耶稣的恩，忘记神的恩典。
They forgot God's grace.
忘记神的大能。
They forgot God's wonders.
忘记神的拯救。
They forgot God's salvation.
所以当他们开始吵闹的时候啊，
When they start to complain against God,
圣经里面说，他们说，我们要回埃及啊，埃及 及的生活比较好啊。
They complained to God and said, "We want to go back to Egypt. The life in Egypt is better."
所以神告诉摩西。
So God told Moses.
他说这些是我不喜悦的百姓啊。
These are not the people that pleased me.
那甚至有一次他告诉摩西啊。
Even one time God told Moses.
他告诉摩西说：“你且由着我。”你说你不要管了，你不要管了啊。
He said, "Don't worry about them."
啊，他说让我把他们全部灭掉，我统统不要了。
Let me destroy all of them.
为什么？
Why is this?
神的选民，神的百姓，神的救赎，神的计划。
And these are the plans, the salvation, and the people of God.
为什么？因为他们想回埃及啊。
Why? Because they want to return to Egypt.
哦，所以当神拯救我们脱离过去的罪恶。
So when Jesus Christ saved us from our old sins and lies,
使我们有机会得着救恩的盼望。
So we have the hope of salvation.
我们不再被罪恶所捆绑。
We are not bounded by sins.
我们不再做埃及的奴仆。
We're no longer slaves of Egypt.
我们不在世界的控制之下。
We're not under the dominion of this world.
那你我就不要一直想回埃及啊。
Then you and I should not want to go back to Egypt.
他说当鬼赶出去之后啊。
So after the Satan was casted out.
里面不但要整理干净。
Not only do we need to clean our heart.
更要邀请耶稣住到我们的心中啊。
We all the more should invite Jesus to enter into our hearts.
所以这个人曾经犯过这样的错，如果是这样的话啊。
So if this is the case, this person has made the past mistake.
他曾经犯过这样的错误。
He made this past mistake.
所以这一次当主耶稣恩典再一次的临到他。
So this time when the grace of Jesus Christ came upon him.
我们看第38节啊。
3 verse 38.
38节啊。38. 他说这个人啊清醒啊，心里明白之后啊，38节说他就恳求和耶稣同在啊。
And after Satan departed, he begged Jesus to be with him.
所以他这一次学会了。
So this time he learned.
上一次不知道啊，可能就走掉了，就醒过来了，走掉了，就去忙自己的事情了。
Last time he did not know. After he was freed, he went to do his own thing.
就回到过去自己的生活里面。
He went to his old life.
他这一次学会了。
But this time he really learned.
当他清醒过来。
After he realized.
心中明白。
His heart was clear.
他就告诉耶稣说：“我要跟你同走，我要跟你同住啊，这样比较安全啊。”
He told Jesus Christ that I want to be with you. It's safer this way.
有跟耶稣同住，有跟耶稣同行，魔鬼就进不到他的心中。
When you live and walk with God, Satan cannot come into you.
但是主耶稣却没有让他一起走啊。
But Jesus did not agree.
主耶稣跟他说啊，你去传福音。
Jesus said, "Go and preach."
告诉大家神在你生命当中做了何等的大能。
And tell your household what great thing God has done for you.
所以在这里告诉我们啊。
So、here tells us.
他说啊，怎么样让耶稣住到这个已经干净整齐的家的房子里面。
How do we invite Jesus Christ to come into our home that has been swept and ordered?
什么叫做真实的跟随耶稣 与耶稣同行？
What is the true meaning of following Jesus Christ?
主耶稣说你去传讲神为你做了何等大的事啊。
Jesus said, tell what great thing God has done for you.
说这个就是邀请耶稣进到你的生命与你同住的方法。
This is a way to invite Jesus to live within you.
所以我们今天要让耶稣进到我们的生命里面。
So, in order for Jesus Christ to live in our lives,
就是要能够分享耶稣的恩典，与众人同享救恩的机会。
So we need to share the grace, the grace that God has done for us and the salvation that is given to us by God.
说这个人回去就在满城里传讲耶稣为他做了何等大的事啊。
So he went his way and proclaimed throughout the whole city what great thing Jesus has done for him.
他是一个蒙恩的人。
He is a blessed person.
虽然他可能曾经过去走错。
He may have made a mistake before.
甚至失掉了这个原本得救的原本的恩典，失掉了这个原本的恩典。
He may have lost the previous grace.
但是耶稣再一次的帮助他。
But Jesus Christ helped him again.
他把握住机会。
He held on to this opportunity.
他有耶稣同在。
He has Jesus with him.
他为耶稣宣讲大能。
He proclaimed the mightiness of Jesus Christ.
使他继续活在耶稣的恩典当中。
So he can continue living in the grace of God.
这叫做蒙福的人啊。
This is a person blessed by God.
我们再来看第二组哦。
Let's look at the second type of people.
这第二组哦，不是人啊。
This second type.
我们来看第三十节哦。
Let's read verse 30.
三十节说，耶稣问他说，你叫什么？他说，我名叫群，这是因为附着他的鬼多。31
verse 31,
鬼就央求耶稣不要吩咐他们往无底坑去。32
verse 32,
那里有一大群猪在山上吃食。鬼央求耶稣准他们进入猪里面，耶稣准了他们。在这里啊，我们讲第二
第二组啊、不是人啊，第二组不是人啊、
哦、second group
啊，这个不是人，这一群猪啊。
And these are not people, they're pigs.
啊，我们讲说啊，这个从圣经里面很少会拿猪出来做例子哈、哦。
And there are many occasions that
我们讲到很少会拿猪出来当例子啦。
That we don't use pigs as example in the Bible.
啊，但是我们如果在这里想一想哦。
But if we think about it here,
鬼跑到这一群猪里面。
Satan went into this herd of swine.
说这一群猪就闯下山崖淹死了。
And they ran violently into the lake and drowned.
啊，我们看到这一节的时候，不知道我们是怎么想的。
So when we see this verse, what do we think?
我们可能会想说，这群猪好冤枉啊。
We would think that these pigs are so innocent.
你们人跟鬼打交道关我们猪什么事啊？
And what does the pig have to do with the fight between Satan and man?
所以他们就是被砍拖，被牵拖到的。
So they were dragged into this.
但是你如果仔细想啊，
But if you think carefully,
这里特别告诉我们说鬼要进猪群啊。
And Satan asked to be entered into the pigs.
而且耶稣让他去哦，耶稣让他去、哦。
Jesus permitted them.
他们就进入猪群，这群猪就疯了，这群猪就淹死了。
So demon went into this herd of swine and the pigs died.
那为什么要特别离这个，要把这个猪拿出来讲呢
？And why do they mention the swine?
为什么鬼会进去
？Why did demon go in?
因为猪在摩西律法当中是不洁净的。
And because pigs, it is an unclean animal according to Mosaic law.
所以到今天犹太人还是不吃猪肉啊，不吃猪肉。
Today, the Jewish, they do not eat pork.
这个摩西律法里面猪不洁净。
And in the Mosaic law, pigs are unclean animals.
为什么他们不洁净呢
？Why are they unclean?
我们来看一下利未记的第十一章啊。
Look at Leviticus chapter 11.
利未记的第十一章。
Leviticus chapter 11.
十一章的第二节
Verse
2第一节神对摩西亚伦说你小谕以色列人说在地上一切的走兽可吃的乃是这样第三节
Verse 3,
凡蹄分两半盗掘的走兽你们都可以吃第四
Verse 4,
但那盗掘分蹄之中但那盗掘或分蹄之中不可吃的乃是骆驼因为盗掘而不分蹄就与你们不洁净第五节沙番因为盗掘不分蹄就与你们不洁净第六兔子因为盗掘不分蹄就与你们不洁净第七猪因为蹄分两半却不盗掘就与你们不洁净第八
Verse 8,
这些兽的肉你们不可吃吃的你死的你们不可摸这都与你们不洁净了这是在摩西律法当中对于洁净跟不洁净的要求
And this is the, within the Mosaic law what is clean and what is unclean
说啊要盗掘而且分蹄的才能够吃才是洁净的
and those that divided hood and having cloth hooves used to not eat
什么叫盗掘
what is to have divided hood
就是吃regurgitate 啊、
what is regurgitate
他说啊就是你吃进去之后会再反刍啊会再出来再咬一咬在吃下去再咬一咬会反刍的。
And after you eat the food, you spit back out and you chew again.
他说啊那个会反刍的才可以啊。
And those that regurgitate, you can eat.
然后呢那个脚的蹄要分半啊要分开的、啊。
And the hoof have to divide into two.
我说这才是洁净的啊。
This is clean.
什么叫做盗掘
?And what is to chew the cud?
盗掘就是我们在信仰的路上不断的思考人生学习道理。
And it is when we continuously think and try to understand the words of God.
不管是圣经所学或者是聚会所听或者是生活上所遇到的。
And whether it was your own Bible reading or what you hear from seminars.
总是不断能够去反复思想得到智慧。
And you can go home and you continue to think about it to receive wisdom.
圣经里面讲到玛利亚那个主耶稣的母亲啊。
And the Bible recorded the mother of Jesus Christ, Mary.
圣经里面讲到玛利亚最特殊的一点。
And something that is very peculiar about her.
而且不断的重复出现哦。
And it continued to appear in the Bible.
就是玛利亚将一切放在心中反复思想啊。
And Mary, she put her thoughts within her to continue to ponder.
不管是她遇到的事情她看到的意象天使来跟她讲你要生一个孩子她要叫耶稣。就是说不管是意象
还是他的生活，或者是他遇到的困难，或者是耶稣或者是看到他看到他耶稣跟他所说的话啊。
And whether it was the vision, miracles, or difficulties, or even the words of Jesus Christ.
圣经里面都一直讲说，玛利亚反复思想放在心中啊。
And the Bible says that Mary put it in her heart and she pondered.
说这个就是倒觉，这就是会倒觉，会反刍啊。
And this is to chew the cud or regurgitate.
啊，说完还要分题。
And it has to divide the hoof.
分蹄使你能够站立的稳。
When you divide the hoof, you can stand firm.
啊，虽然这个土地泥泞，环境不好，非常不好走，但是因为你分蹄，所以你站得很稳。
Although the environment is very adverse and difficult, but you can stand firm.
能够在这个罪恶的世界当中站立的稳，而不随波逐流，被世上的浪潮给冲去。
And in this world of sin, you can stand firm, and you are not swayed by the trend of this world.
但是在利未记十一章特别讲说，很抱歉，猪不洁净啊。
And unfortunately, in Leviticus chapter 11, swine they're unclean.
哦，它虽然分蹄，但是它不倒嚼的。
Although it divides the hoof, but it does not chew the cud.
很会吃啊，拼命吃啊，但是不洁净啊。
And you can eat a lot, but you're not clean.
哦，所以啊，一个人如果啊，常常听到却从来不思考。
But if you listen to the sermon often, but you do not think.
信主多年，从来不建立跟神的关系。
You believe in Christ for a long time, but you do not establish a relationship between you and God.
啊，到最后就成为不洁净的啦。
The end, you will be an unclean person.
啊，甚至在提摩太前书里面，保罗说啊。
And in 1 Timothy, Paul said.
保罗说，有些人啊。信主多年不懂道理啊。
Some people they believe in Christ for a long time, but they do not have the knowledge.
哦，所以很容易啊，就被异教之风，被外面乱讲的一些随便讲的话就被骗走了。
And so they are easily deceived by the words from outside.
为什么鬼会进猪群？
Why would the demon enter into the herd of swine?
因为它不洁净。
Because they're unclean.
猪不洁净不是因为它外面脏啊。
And the pigs, they're unclean, not because they're unclean on the outside.
我们都觉得猪很脏很臭，对不对？
And we often think that pigs are stinky and they're dirty.
啊，我还记得我小时候哦，我们家在台北，很奇怪哦，在台北啊，我们家在隔壁的，我怎么讲啊？大概走路十分钟啊，啊，有一户人家居然是养猪的。
And in Taipei, when I was growing up, about 10 minutes walk away from the house, there's a family that raised pigs.
啊，因为他们是那个农地保留户哦，农田保留户啊，就是那块土地只能拿来养猪或种，就只能来做农种田或养猪啊。
And that piece of land was dedicated only to raise pigs.
啊，有一天、啊、他们的小孩带我去看啊。
And one time, one of their children took me there to look.
哇，有够臭啊
！It is so smelly.
哇，整个地方真的有够脏，有够臭、啊。所以我从小印象就是猪很脏，猪很臭啊。
So it's very dirty and smelly. So that's the impression.
啊，但是呢、啊，到我长大之后，有一次啊，在读一篇文章啊，在读一篇一篇文章哈、哦。
But when I grow up, I was reading an article.
他说，其实猪很爱干净啊。
And it mentioned that pigs like to be clean.
很爱干净啊，很爱洗澡啊。
They like to take showers.
那只是因为人给他提供的环境通常很脏啊。
But it is the people who gave them this environment that's
often dirty. 所以我们在这里要讨论的、要谈的，不是猪的外在干不干净啊。
So what we're discussing is not their outward cleanness.
他外面洗的再干净都没有用。
It doesn't matter how clean they are on the outside.
因为那是他生命本质的问题。
Because that's the essence of their life.
就是按照神的吩咐，按照摩西律法，他不倒嚼，他就是不洁净。
And according to the Mosaic law, according to God, if they do not divide the hoof, they do not regurgitate, then they're unclean.
所以，如果反映到我们今天的信仰生活当中呢
？So if we reflect this back into our life,
信仰不是在外在的光鲜亮丽，或者是嘴上的拜神爱神。
And your faith is not your outward appearance or what you say in your mouth.
神不是看你呀、啊，哇，外在有多么的虔诚，或你讲话有多么的温柔啊，不是啊。
And God does not look at your outward appearance or how sincere you are on the outside.
神要看的是生命的本质。
And God wants to see the essence of your life.
你的本质到底是洁净还是不洁净的
？Is your life clean or unclean?
你的信仰到底有没有倒嚼，有没有分蹄
？And does your life regurgitate or divide the hoof?
如果在 在这方面我们有缺失。
And if we're lacking in this area,
虽然信主多年，活得糊里糊涂。
We have, may have believed for a long time, but we're confused.
啊，虽然认识耶稣，但是信仰从不稳定。
And even if we know Jesus Christ, but our faith is unstable.
啊，虽然知道有神，但是更爱世界。
Even though we know God, but we love the world even more.
也不道绝，也不分题。
We do not divide the hoof or regurgitate.
那很抱歉，我们就是不洁净的。
Then I'm sorry, we are unclean.
啊，当我们成为不洁净的。
And when we become unclean,
魔鬼的目标就会在我们的身上啊。
Then we're the prime target of Satan.
他说、哦、在这里啊，那个魔鬼放眼一逛啊，哎，这一群猪不错啊。
And the Satan look around and said, this herd of swine is great.
啊，当然他没有讲说附近有没有羊啊，哈，没有讲嘛，对不对
？Did not mention there's any other animal.
啊，一看呢，哎，羊不行啊，羊不行啊，猪比较好啊。啊、
哦、，They said to
没有，这是我自己讲的啦。
Going to the wine is better.
啊。啊，但是啊，他就看到什么？他就看到猪啊。
They saw the pigs.
他怎么不去看牛
？They did not see cow.
他怎么不去看羊
？They did not see the sheep.
就是盯着那个猪。
They saw the pigs.
为什么
？Why？
因为适合他进去啊。
Because it's suitable for them.、
哦、所以我们今天要谨慎小心啊。
So today we have to be very careful.
啊，不要让自己啊在信仰路上有破口，成为不洁净的。
Do not have breach in our life.For the Satan to enter.
不只是我们外表要像基督徒。
Not only our outwardly, we need to have the manifestation of a Christian.
我们的内心更要像耶稣。
Our inner heart must be like Jesus Christ.
啊，这样子的话，当这一群鬼说，哎，我要进去那里耶。
So when this Satan wants to go into you.
啊，问主耶稣说可不可以
？They ask Jesus, "Can I do it?"
主耶稣看一看说不可以啊，这是洁净的啊。
Jesus will say, "No, this person is clean."
哦，所以啊，我们今天要在主面前得洁净，就会蒙保守。
So today, in front of God, we need to be clean so we can be protected.
那最后哈，我们再看回来。
And lastly, let's look back.
我们看回来啊，路加福音的第八章。
Let's look back to Luke chapter 8,
第34节
，verse 34。
他说放猪的看见这事就逃跑去告诉城里和乡下的人35
35
众人都看众人出来要看什么事我们再看第37节啊
Jump to verse 37
他说格拉森四围的人因为害怕得很就求耶稣离开他们耶稣就上船回去了我们第三个来看格拉森这个地方的人
And the third group is the people ofgathering.
其实啊，整件事情当中，谁损失最大？
In this whole scenario, who had the most lost?
啊，这个被鬼附的人得到拯救，得到恩典，明白过来，感谢主。
This demon possessed, he was free and he received his conscience. Thank God.
耶稣行了一个神迹，有人去宣讲他的名，更多人得到救恩，耶稣就走了。
And Jesus performed a miracle, and someone went and preached for him, and he departed.
所以到底谁损失最大
？So who has the most to lose?
就是格拉森这个地方的人啊。
It is the people of gatherings.
啊，为什么？因为猪很贵耶。
Why? Because pigs are expensive.
猪很贵的、啊。
They're very expensive.
他说哇，有一大群猪，哇，扑通扑通扑通，全部跳到河里啊，跳到湖里面，就全部淹死啊。
And a large herd of swine, went into the lake and drowned.
啊，就养这个猪的主人损失惨重啊。
The owner of this swine has the most to lose.
啊，结果呢
？So what happened?
在重大的牺牲跟代价之后
，In this great loss and sacrifice,
他们得到了什么
？What did they receive?
他们什么都没有得到。
They received nothing.
啊，叔叔啊。他们损失了猪群，耶稣离开他们去了。
And they lost a swine of pigs, and Jesus Christ departed.
你说我们今天如果、啊、付出代价得到救恩，认识耶稣，能够行走天路，那我甘愿啊！我有看到回报啊，对不对
？Today, if we receive salvation and we receive peace from God, and we pay a price.
然后我们有得到救恩啊
，and we received salvation
啊，那没有关系啊，我付出代价，我有得到恩典啊
，that's okay because I paid the price, I received the grace
啊，但是你看格拉森这些人啊
，but what about the people of gatherings?
什么代价都付出了，最后一无所有，什么都没有收到
，they paid the most price and they received nothing in return.
为什么
？Why?
这里有一个非常大的原因啊
，there's a great reason.
格拉森的人为什么在养猪
？Why are the people of gathering raise pigs?
哦，这是以色列人呢，这是犹大帝耶。
And this is the land of Judah, they're Jews.
犹大帝猪是不洁净，他们是不吃猪肉的。
And pigs, they're unclean. They don't eat pork.
那你养猪干什么？
Then why are you raising pigs?
你又不能说，我就喜欢叫我的猪来耕田呐。
And you cannot.
你有看过猪耕田的吗？
You cannot use pigs to farm.
哦，所以啊，你说牛可以耕田呐，羊有羊毛啊，啊，猪你有什么？
We know
猪肉嘛。
We know cow can till the land, and the sheep we can use as wool. But pigs, you can't do anything with
them. 哦，你有羊奶啊？
When you
你有牛奶啊？
And you have milk. And you have goat milk.What do you get from pigs?
所以这里有一个很奇怪的事情啊。
There's something very strange here.
在以色列人的地盘上面居然有人养猪啊。
In the land of Israel, someone is raising pigs.
其实这对他们来讲是一个非常非常非常大的禁忌啊。这是一个 taboo 啊，非常大的禁忌啊。
For them, this is a great taboo.
诶，但是就发生了。
But it happened.
所以啊，我们如果仔细想一想，这个在他们的文化当中是一个非常莫名其妙的事情啊。
So in their culture, this is something very strange.
因为他们不用他们连摸到猪都是不洁净的。
They can't even touch pigs. They're unclean.
我们刚刚有念嘛，死掉的猪啊，你摸了你就不洁净啦。
So we have read before, if you touch the carcass of a pig, you're unclean.
这是这么严重的事啊。
This is how serious this is.
结果他们居然养了一大群猪在那里啊。
But they raised a herd of many swine.
所以虽然他们是以色列人。
Although they're Israelites.
表面上看起来是神的选民。
Outwardly, they're the chosen people of God.
但是为了利益可以放弃信仰的原则啊。
But for some kind of benefit, they can sacrifice their belief.
他们既然不吃猪，猪肉卖给谁？
Although they don't eat pigs, who can they sell the swine to?
当然是卖给外邦人啊。
Of course, to the Gentiles.
我管他有没有违背摩西律法，我有钱赚就可以啦。
I don't care if this violates Mosaic law, as long as I can benefit from it.
为什么这群人会亲眼看神迹，但是最后与耶稣的救恩擦身而过？
And how can they see this great miracle and lost the opportunity?Of salvation.
为什么他们会损失惨重却没有任何的回报？
How can they lose everything and receive nothing in return?
因为他们是假人。
Because they're fake.
外表是神的选民，内在里面充满了污秽。
And outside they're the chosen people of God, but inside is filthy.
虽然遵守摩西律法，但是为了利益什么都可以放弃。
Although they're outwardly observing the Mosaic law, but for the benefit they can forsake this.
这种叫做妥协的信仰。
And this is a compromised faith.
所以我们要以它作为我们一个警告啊。
So this serves as a warning to us.
说啊，今天是你跟我，我们都喜欢钱。
So today, yes, we all like money.
我们的生活当中都需要钱。
We need money in our lives.
但是生活当中的需要，主耶稣知道。
But Jesus Christ knows our needs.
千万不要为了物质上的好处而放弃了你信仰的原则。
Do not compromise yourself to receive benefits of this world.
千万不要让自己与神的救恩擦肩而过。
Do not lose salvation because of this.
第二个原因呢？
Second reason.
我们来看第八章，第八章哦。
Chapter 8 of Luke.
我们看第八章的第35节哦。
Verse
35. 35节。
35.
他说他们出来要看，到了耶稣那里，看见鬼所离开的那人，坐在耶稣脚前，穿着衣服，心里明白，他们就害怕。这是一个很奇怪的反应啊。
And this is a strange reaction.
这个反应也是他们最后得不到恩典的原因。
And this is the ultimate reason why they cannot receive salvation.
大家都认识这一个被鬼附的人。
Everyone knew this person who was demon possessed.
很可怜啊。
It's very pitiful.
不穿衣服啊。
Does not wear clothing.
圣经里面讲说他会拿石头打自己啊。
And he would even take a rock and hit himself.
不穿衣服打自己，不住屋子，住在坟墓里面，他有多可怜啊。
And he does not wear clothing, does not have a place to live, he lives in the tomb and hit himself. How pitiful is he?
今天他得恩典，他明白过来了，他有亮光照进他的生命。
And today he has light.And in his life, and he received grace and salvation.
我们看格拉森的人，有任何一个人感到欢喜吗？
Do we see any of the garrisons that was happy for him?
一个都没有看到啊。
None of them are.
没有人说哇，感谢神啊，大神迹啊，没有一个都没有啊。
There's not one person said, "Thank God, this is a great miracle."
因为这个可怜人在他们的面前。
Because this pitiful person was in front of them.
但是他们眼中只有看到我的猪啊，我的猪啊。
But in their eyes, they only saw what happened to their pigs.
心中没有怜悯。
They do not have mercy.
对人缺乏慈爱。
They do not have love to others.
到最后就不得恩典，不得拯救啊。
At the end, they will not receive grace or salvation.
有这么一个可怜的人得到恩典，你不替他欢喜一下？
Then this pitiful person received grace. How can you not be happy for him?
你只看到你的猪全部跳下去死掉了，你很难过，你很害怕。
You only feel the sorrow of these pigs that ran into the water.
因为生命当中缺乏了怜悯。
Because in their life, they lack mercy.
没有爱心。
They lack love.
所以最后就不得医治。
So at the end, they were not healed.
雅各书里面告诉我们啊。
The book of James, it tells us.
他说怜悯是向审判夸胜啊。
And mercy is to boast in the face of,
judgment 啊。
Judgment.
啊，是 triumph over judgment 啊。So,你要在审判日的那一天，在神面前能够得胜得拯救。
And on the day of judgment, you want to be victorious in front of Jesus Christ.
你要靠怜悯啊。
You need to have, it has to go through mercy.
啊，为什么
？Why?
因为圣经里面讲说，你怎么待人，神就怎么待你。
Bible says, how you treat others, God will treat you the same way.
所以你用怜悯待人，神在审判日就用怜悯对待你啊。
So if you treat person with mercy, then God in the judgment day will have mercy on you.
所以我们看到格拉森这些人啊。
So when we see the people of gathering,
只有信仰的外在，却没有属灵的内涵。
And they have the outward appearance, but they do not have the essence.
为了利益，信仰可以 compromise, 信仰可以妥协。
And for benefit,they can compromise their faith.
看到人可怜，没有怜悯心。
And when they see pitiful people, they do not have mercy.
看到神的大能，麻木，没有感动。
They see the great miracle, they do not have any feeling.
所以到最后，圣经讲说，耶稣就离开他们了。
At the end, Jesus departed from them.
所以他们最后得到什么？
What did they receive?
就是死了一大堆的猪，损失惨重。
Only the great herd of A swine died.
离开耶稣，回到城市，非常害怕，就是这样子。
They depart from Jesus Christ. They went back to their city, afraid.
那所以格拉森的人是一个悲剧。
So the people of gathering, they're very tragic.
也是你我的今天的一个警告。
And it is serve as a warning to us today.
所以愿我们以今天这一段来做彼此的思考。
So may we ponder upon this story.
要如同这个蒙恩的人一样。
We need to be like the person who received the blessing.
既然得恩典了。
Since we received the blessing,
已经清醒过来，心中明白。
We received consciousness and we realized.
就要跟随耶稣。为他宣讲大能。
Then we need to follow Jesus Christ and proclaim His great might for Him.
那这样子，恩典就要随着我们，伴随我们一生的脚步。
Then grace will follow us throughout entire life.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
来唱诗第32首。
Sing Him 32.